Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And so today you're going to be talking about helping people get ready for canning season?
That's right. Before we know it, I know many of us are going to be enjoying fresh tomatoes and cucumbers and other produce out of our summer gardens. And if you're planning on canning any of your garden produce to enjoy later in the year, now is really a good time to check over your equipment and your supplies. For some, that may mean actually purchasing a new canner. When you're purchasing a new canner, there are some things you want to consider, and one of those is the type of cooktop you have on your stove. Most canners will work on a gas stove or a coil-type stove, but the newer smooth cooktop stoves, however, can create some challenges with some canners. For example, some smooth top stoves have an automatic shutoff if they get too hot, and this could lead to food not being heated or preserved properly. The other thing to consider is the amount of weight that is put on the stovetop. Canners can be heavy, and when you add water and full jars of food, that weight increases, so you could end up cracking the top of your stove with that added weight and heat. So if you're planning to purchase a new canner, you definitely want to check your manufacturer's recommendations for your stove for canner use, especially if you do have that smooth stovetop surface. There are some canners that are not recommended for the smooth top stovetop. Those include the canners with like a bumpy bottom, as they don't allow for maximum heat contact with the burner, and it can take a long time for that water to heat up inside the canner. It's really recommended to look for a canner with a flat bottom, such as the stainless steel water bath canner that is sold by the Ball Company. If you do end up purchasing a canner for your smooth stovetop, make sure the burner you'll be using for the canner is as large as possible. The bottom of the canner should not be extending beyond the burner more than an inch in order to get that maximum heat transfer from the burner inside to the canner. Some other things you want to consider to get ready for canning season is to check your canning supplies and make sure your jars are not scratched or chipped, that the rims of the jars are not damaged, as this could lead to the jars breaking inside of your canner. You're also going to recommend to clean your canning jars by washing them in hot water with detergent and rinsing them well by hand. You can also run them to the dishwasher. Sometimes I get questions that if you've got a hard scale or hard water film on your jars, you can remove that by soaking your jars in a solution of 1 cup of vinegar per gallon of water prior to washing. You also make sure to check to make sure you have enough lids and flats on hand, as the lids for canning jars should only be used once. You want to look over those lids and check to make sure that they're the flats and make sure that there's not any defects and make sure the entire seal is present. The rings for canning jars can be reused, but if they're rusty, they should be replaced. Also want to make sure to check the rubber gaskets and valves of your canner. Gaskets and safety plugs should be flexible and soft and not brittle or sticky. And make sure that those safety valves and vents are cleaned properly and opened. And finally, if your pressure canner uses a dial gauge, you'll want to get that checked for accuracy. Pressure canners come with a dial gauge or a weighted gauge. And while the weighted gauges don't require the testing, it's important to check those dial gauges for accuracy before each canning season. And that is a service that we provide free of charge in all three of our Frontier District offices in Linden, Ottawa, and Garnett. So just contact our local office, and we'd be happy to get those tested. I know one question that we've been asked is about the availability of canning supplies. I know the COVID pandemic has hit our supply chain hard for a lot of products, including canning supplies. Even though it's taken some time, continue to be a patient, avoid panic buying as those supplies are coming back on the market. And according to the Newell Brands, who is the maker of Ball and Kerr products, they have really tried to increase production to replenish that stock as quickly as possible. So if you have additional canning questions, you're always welcome to contact our office or visit our Frontier District website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
All right. Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources and 4-H Youth Development Agent Abby Powell.